Good day, everybody, and welcome. This is Tom Kane. I'm here with our President and CFO, Art Abraham, to discuss the results of our second quarter 2022. Art, with that, I'll hand it over to you.
Thanks, Tom. Good afternoon, everyone. Today's podcast will be a review of the recent second quarter 2022 10Q, along with my answers to questions from shareholders and some insight into current events. With that said, let's begin. Let me state the obvious. Our top and bottom line is very disappointing. Although year-to-date sales are very disappointing, we strive each day to develop and increase sales in various methods, some old, some new. We believe our diligence will lead to increased sales very soon. Although we can project future sales and growth, we cannot predict future sales and growth, as so much is predicated on variables beyond our control and slow to materialize. Until we have signed contracts in hand and can predict sales based on factual information, we continue to be a company with endless growth potential and opportunities in healthcare, oil and gas, agriculture, and other revenue streams. Although the bottom line is far from prior projections, there are some areas worth mentioning. They are: total operating expenses decreased by $135,000 for the six-month period, January to June 22 versus 21, of which general and administrative accounted for a $95,000 reduction. What does this mean? Means we're operating leaner in 2022 than in 2021, which of course we must do given the lack of revenue. Parts to be converted to equipment equals approximately $732,000, which when converted to equipment will equal approximately 30 pieces of equipment ready to be installed in hospitals and other revenue generating customers. As you know, the 10Q is an informed snapshot of where we've been. I'd like to share with you where we're going. We currently have four revenue-producing verticals. They are healthcare, oil and gas, agriculture, and PCT. First, let me address healthcare. Daryl Patterson, our chief operating officer, works diligently each day to bring new hospitals on board. He communicates several times each day with top-level hospital personnel who has the authority to purchase and or lease equipment and purchase fluids. Those hospitals range from Florida to Massachusetts. Daryl is currently in negotiations with several hospital groups, which upon coming to fruition will elevate revenues to heights not seen by PCT or anyone else in our industry. Naturally, we cannot disclose hospital names and specific projects we're working on or who our contacts are. No company does that until contracts are signed. Unfortunately, we disclosed a hospital name back in December of 2021, and because we did, someone called the hospital introducing themselves as a shareholder wanting to know details. The hospital administration found this very unsettling and pulled the plug on our negotiations. This one event, this phone call, set us back 7 months with approximate lost revenue of at least $1.5 million. Second, let's talk about oil and gas. We've signed a letter of intent with an established service company in West Texas. Discussions are ongoing, and we expect to make an announcement very soon. Opportunities abound. We're breaking barriers, establishing new relationships, and resurrecting old ones. We're working diligently every day with engineers, scientists, and companies to test, retest, and prove our product will revolutionize the oil and gas world. Third, let's talk about agriculture. We continue to forge ahead through contracts within the industry and certain universities. Although substantial costs will be incurred over the next 12 months, we're confident revenues will begin to materialize in late 2023, with significant profits realized in 2024. Lastly, let's talk about PCT. You ask, how will PCT remain a profit center if the recent press release states segregating healthcare and oil and gas as wholly owned subsidiaries? Answer is that PCT sales will be derived from equipment and fluid sales not associated with other verticals, such as becoming a preferred vendor in local school systems and government agencies in South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia, just to start. Upon completion, we'll begin to bid on supplying those schools and agencies with fluids. Research and development. Develop equipment to be affordable to school systems and or provide fluids on an ongoing basis. Contacting janitorial services throughout the country and introduce them to our products. Revising and implementing a new distributor program and researching, vetting companies with an already established customer base to bring them on board to distribute fluids, both Catholite and Hydrolite. Work with existing distributors to determine how we can assist them to increase their sales through videos, testimonials, and digital or paper presentations to assist in their growth. Continue to develop and increase our online e-commerce sales program. And lastly, agriculture for now will fall under the PCT umbrella until it too becomes a wholly owned subsidiary known as 21st Century Agriculture. Ventures outside of the United States. I know many of you are anxious to learn about the United Kingdom. Currently, they are not a viable revenue option, but we're working on other opportunities outside of the United States. The Lead Green Venture. As previously mentioned, this venture is off the table and not a viable option at this time. Mergers and acquisitions. We're always open and willing to listen and explore new revenue streams with companies that share similar synergies with us, such as water treatment, packing houses, livestock, agriculture, and so on. We receive calls from brokers, investment bankers, etc., looking to sell companies to us or merge companies with us. So far, we haven't come across the right fit, but possibly someday. Several questions from the shareholders have been posed to us, which I want to address and answer right now. What does PCT plan to do to increase its top line? I answered those earlier, but I will reiterate about becoming a preferred vendor, the research and development, equipment affordable to school systems, and so on, contacting janitorial services, revising and implementing a new distributor program, working with existing distributors, and continuing to develop and increase our online e-commerce sales program. Second question, from a company expense perspective, what is the company doing to decrease operating expenses? As you've seen, we've decreased operating expenses. One way expenses have been reduced is by running leaner, by reducing headcount in the support staff area. Another way is we've reduced expenses through vendor price negotiations. Several employees have stepped up and have taken on more responsibility. We continue to analyze each line item on the P&L to determine where we can reduce costs and then act accordingly. Third question, please tell us about ongoing marketing initiatives so I can gain a stronger perspective about where the company is going. A recent statement was issued regarding the direction of PCTL's reorganization. The reorganization strengthens the company overall. Next question. PCT, under Art's guidance, said the company will no longer be putting out company business deals until the ink has been signed. However, the Nigeria update to shareholders seems to be a departure from that. What is the status of Nigeria, and is Art serious about the guidance that he puts out? Answer. There was no departure from our policy or guidance of disclosing only inked deals. A memorandum of understanding was signed by both parties. However, since no money was received by PCT from Lead Green, the MOU became void and the deal never materialized. Next question, what are the sales of the shopping cart website since it has been live? To date, sales have been minimal. However, we've stepped up our marketing efforts and expect e-commerce to increase considerably during the next several months. Next question. I heard rumors of the Octus court date is scheduled for September 2023. Is this true, and what does this mean for uplisting to a bigger exchange? The only comment I can make at this time without compromising our lawsuit is that it is our hope a settlement can be reached prior to any court appearance. Next question, last question. Why was lease revenue down from 6 months ending Q2 2022 from 2021 if the company shipped out Annihilizers to the Boston hospitals in 2022? My answer to that is, that's a great question. Actually, I missed that variance when I reviewed the Q. Upon further research, $113,000 of fluid sales was classified to lease revenue in error in April of 2021. The actual lease revenue for the six-month period ended June 30th, 2021, was $430,790, and the lease revenue for the six-month period ending June 30th, 2022 is $503,208, or an increase of $72,418, or a 17% increase. The lease revenue from the equipment placed in Boston hospitals was the main contributor to the lease revenue increase. The correction will be made in third quarter 10Q. Total revenue for all periods remains unchanged. In closing, I stated in previous podcasts that I will never sugarcoat results. I will always be straight with our current and prospective shareholders. We strive every day to improve our bottom line. Not all opportunities materialize as we believe they will, but we are continually working to gain a foothold in various market segments, as I described earlier. We value our shareholders and look forward to continued communication with you to keep you abreast of ongoing activity. We welcome your constructive criticism and accolades when earned. Until my next podcast, stay safe, stay well, and best regards to all.